Pink Glitter by Avisa 19, read by Let's Go Friday. Ryan knew that it wasn't Nicole's fault, but he couldn't curb his irritation as he drove towards the kindergarten building. It wasn't like Ryan wasn't expecting the phone call, only 30 minutes before his father was supposed to be at the school to do some parent's job fair day thing, but still, he hated leaving in the middle of his work, especially in the middle of a sentence. Despite it all, the thought of his sister being the only one in the morning kindergarten class without someone there made Ryan's heart ache a little bit, so he left the computer, pushed aside his pen and paper, and got on the road as soon as he could, chugging a can of soda since he only got 3 hours of sleep the night before thanks to a particularly vicious plot bunny. He didn't know what he was going to say to a class full of 5- and 6-year-olds. Ryan could handle his sister, but in general, children made him nervous. Even the friends that Nicole sometimes had over for playdates made Ryan feel a little panicked. When people asked, Ryan always tried to be as polite as possible when explaining why he wasn't that fond of children, but it usually ended with him ending his explanation with, "And they're just so damn annoying." He couldn't help it. He loved Nicole, but Ryan knew if it wasn't for the fact that they were related by blood, her constantly sticky hands, her endless amount of hyper-energy and her incessant questioning would drive him crazy and he wouldn't be able to stand her. Ryan sighed as he pulled into the school parking lot, pulling into a spot next to a shiny silver Mercedes that had a bumper sticker exclaiming that their child was a gymnastic star, and a beat-up-looking purple minivan that had so many different band stickers on it that Ryan couldn't even make out the name of half of them. Looking down at his watch, he realised that if he continued to stare at the back of the slightly decrepit van, he would be late, so Ryan drained the last bit of his soda can and placed it on top of the Mercedes trunk. He hoped that it would leave a mark. Ryan knocked on the door to Nicole's kindergarten room. There was a lot of noise coming from inside, playful shrieks, bursts of laughter, what sounded like someone banging not so rhythmically on a desk, but there was no call for him to come in. He wondered if maybe he was supposed to just come in on his own, but he didn't want to interrupt. Maybe they were supposed to wait outside. Ryan looked around. Where were all the other parents? Sighing, Ryan knocked on the door again, and this time he heard someone yell out, "One second!" Apparently, in kindergarten, a second was longer than Ryan always assumed it to be. And a full minute later, a dishevelled-looking man opened the door and poked his head out. He had dark, almost black hair, wide brown eyes, and when he asked, "Can I help you?" Ryan's eyes were immediately drawn to his large lips, especially when he looked over them before he asked the question again. Ryan hadn't answered. He was too busy staring at the man in front of him, and yeah, this guy was sort of ridiculously attractive. Hello? The man, presumably the teacher, even though he looked to be Ryan's age, said questioningly, no doubt wondering if Ryan was some sort of paedophile creep who had wandered into kindergarten wide-eyed and dazed. Ryan blushed, realising that he still hadn't said anything. He stepped across the man's features and frowned, all thoughts of normal introductions flying out of his mind. "Do you know that you have pink glitter in your hair?" The flush on Ryan's face grew hotter when he spoke those words, and he fully blamed his lack of sleep. The man, however, didn't seem too perturbed by Ryan's strange non-sequitur. "Craft time," he explained. "I was drawing a unicorn, and I could not decorate it with pink sparkles, now could I?" Ryan stuttered, wondering how he could possibly be struck dumb by a guy with twinkling pink glitter in his hair. "I guess not." "Exactly," the guy said, turning his head around back into the room as a rather large crash sounded from inside. "Everyone okay in there?" he asked over his shoulder, turning back around to smile at Ryan when he heard a chorus of way too innocent yeses. "So, back to the point. How can I help you? I should probably be getting back to my class soon." "I'm here for that parent job thingy," Ryan flustered. The teacher tilted his head to the side, looking Ryan up and down in a way Ryan thought was way too seductive for someone teaching his 6-year-old sister. "You don't look old enough to have a kindergarten," the man said, but he bit his lip quickly after he said it. "Oh God, unless you do, like a teenage father or something. Oh fuck, I'm so sorry." His eyes widened as the swear word left his mouth. "Shit, I shouldn't swear." He startled again. "Oh cock." The man shook his head in dejection. "Now, I really am hoping that your child isn't in my class." Ryan laughed, calmed a little by the teacher's obvious mortification. "No, my sister," Ryan explained. "My father couldn't make it, so he sent me." The teacher looked up, obviously relieved, and that bright smile was back. "Thank God," he breathed. "But the job presentations aren't for another hour." Internally, Ryan cursed his father. He knew he should have checked. His father never got the times right for anything. Ryan shifted a little on his feet. "Well, I guess I could just wait in the car or something. Maybe get some coffee and come back in an hour." Or you could come in and hang out, the teacher suggested. I'm about to read a class a story, and I could always use help doing voices. Sure, I guess, Ryan agreed after the teacher gave him a wide-eyed, appealing look. Even though the thought of spending extra time with the kindergarten made him a little nervous, he couldn't say no. Great! By the way, my name is Brendan, the teacher said, sticking his hand out and shaking Ryan's. Ryan, he replied, and he was trying really hard not to read into the way that Brendan's hand seemed to linger and trace along his fingers as the handshake ended. Ryan Ross. Brendan's grin grew. You're Nicole's brother? I just love her. He held a finger up to his mouth, eyes shifting round furtively. She's one of my favourites, he whispered. I'm sure, Ryan laughed, and it caught in his throat as Brendan reached out and pulled him into the classroom by his wrist, just as another loud crash sounded. Sorry, he apologised as Ryan rubbed his wrist. They just seem to get a little rowdy when I'm not watching. A little rowdy seemed to be an understatement. The room was messy. Really messy, in fact. At what Ryan assumed to be the art station, there was a large pile of the same pink litter that was still twinkling in Brendan's hair. There was a trail of dress-up clothes strewn around a very fussy-looking boy, and judging by the smears of chocolate, it seemed like the kids had managed to get into the snack drawer. Next to him, Ryan heard Brendan curse under his breath. He turned to Ryan and gave an apologetic smile. It's sort of my first year, he admitted. Just then, the wind was knocked out of Ryan as a quick blur ploughed into him. Wheezing, Ryan tried to catch his breath as his sister shrieked out his name. Whoa, Nicole, calm down. Let your brother breathe, Brendan said, unravelling the massive arms and legs that was Ryan's sister. Remember, people need air to live. Ryan coughed, clearing his air path, but he smiled down at his sister. Hey, Munchkin. What are you doing here? She was bouncing on the tip of her toes, and Ryan realised that she had somehow got out of the house wearing her ballet shoes again. Dad couldn't make the job thing today, and he asked me to fill in, Ryan explained. Nicole's bottom lip stuck out. He's always working, she complained. It'll be fun having your brother here, though, Brendan interjected. It'll give us a bigger selection of people. He gave Nicole a comforting smile. I'm sure that your brother is really interesting. Even though Brendan was bent over, talking to his sister, Ryan couldn't help but notice the way that Brendan looked up and smirked when he said that. The look that Brendan gave him dazed Ryan for a second, making his sister's hurried chatter of agreement blur into one long buzz. As it turned out, Ryan realised that he did not have a talent for voices. Try as he might, Ryan couldn't seem to alter his voice enough to differentiate between different characters, so he was stuck being the haughty king during real loud story time. Brendan, on the other hand, could do a plethora of voices, high and breathy, low and deep, and even a pretty convincing goatman baa. As Brendan read the story, book opened wide in his hand so the children could see the illustration, Ryan couldn't help but smile. All the kids were staring up at Brendan like he was the greatest thing ever, and as Brendan crackled his voice to sound like the evil witch, Ryan could see their point. With only about 15 minutes until the parents were set to arrive, Brendan ended story time and put on a serious face. At least, that's what Nicole whispered in Ryan's ear when Brendan put his hands on his hips and pressed his lips into a line. All of your parents are coming in a little bit, Brendan informed all the kindergartners, and right now the room is a big mess. A couple of the kids looked around the room a little guilty, and Ryan could see a tiny smile flicker through Brendan's serious face. I think that we should all work to clean up the room so that we can show your parents how proud you are to be in kindergarten, Brendan said, and several kids nodded. Ryan held back a laugh. He knew that he was never that easily manipulated. Brendan turned towards Ryan and gave him a wide smile. I know that our good friend Ryan would love to help us too, wouldn't you, Ryan? Ryan grumbled when Brendan stuck out his lower lip. A couple of kids giggled at their teacher's antics, but Ryan found Brendan's puppy dog face much more convincing than his sister's, and he agreed begrudgingly. Perfect, Brendan exclaimed, and he cleared his throat, and started to lead the class in a round of a song that Ryan was pretty sure was from Barney. It seemed to work, though, and urged on by Brendan's clear voice, the kids scattered throughout the room to straighten, clean, and tidy up. Is that from Barney? Ryan asked, a laugh clearly audible in his question. Brendan gave a sly shrug. Yeah, it's sad. None of these kids have even heard of Barney. Don't get me wrong, I love Dora the Explorer, but there's nothing better than a singing and dancing purple dinosaur. Plus, it makes me feel young again. What are you, 22? You said it's your first year teaching, you can't be that old, Ryan pointed out. 22. But when you're surrounded by six-year-olds all day, anything above 15 seems ancient. Someone pulled on the bottom of Ryan's hem, and when he turned, he saw his sister and another small girl smiling up at him. Ryan, this is my best friend Christine, Nicole said. Ryan looked at Brendan, who raised an eyebrow, and Ryan squatted down a little and held out his hand. Hello, Christine, it's nice to meet you. The little girl didn't take Ryan's hand, instead put her hands on her hips. "Do you have a girlfriend?" she asked, no preamble or anything. Brendan interjected, "Christine, remember what we talked about with asking people personal questions?" Ryan shook his head. "It's okay," he said, convincing himself that he could learn to handle kids. "No, I don't." The girl frowned. "Why not?" "I just don't," Ryan finally said after deciding to telling the six-year-old girl who didn't know that he was gay would be a bad idea. Especially if she continued to ask questions. "Oh," she said. "Are you a virgin?" "And that's enough questions," Brendan said, swooping in. "Why don't you two go help clean up in the house section?" he suggested and ushered the girls away. "Sorry about that," he told Ryan when they had left. "Six is a very curious age." Ryan's face was still a little flushed, but he managed a pretty casual-sounding laugh, like children asking if he had sex was another thing. "I can see that." There was a moment of awkward silence between them when Ryan shuffled on his feet. "Is there anything I can do to help out?" he finally asked. "We should probably set up the posters the kids made for their parents," Brendan said, and he reached for Ryan's hand, grabbing it and dropping it in the same motion. "Sorry, reflex. I don't think you need me to hold your hand and lead you to the storage closet." Even though he wanted to object, wanted Brendan's warm hand still in his own, Ryan just shook his head and agreed. "Listen up, kids," Brendan said, addressing the class. "I'm going to grab all of your posters for your parents right now. I'll be 5 feet outside the door, but be good. I shouldn't be gone for more than 2 minutes. A chorus of generally positive sounds called back, and Brendan gestured for Ryan to follow him, leading him out the hallway, out the door, across the hallway, and into a tiny, poorly lit room. "They're around here somewhere," Brendan said, digging over to bend in the massive poster board. And no, Ryan should not be thinking about how great an ass his sister's teacher had. Ryan swallowed. He was definitely not thinking about the fact that he was in a small, cramped, dimly lit storage closet with probably the most attractive guy he had seen in a long while, for some reason, wouldn't stop wiggling his ass around as he searched for the posters, occasionally muttering things like, "Where are they?" and "I swear they're in here." "Here they are!" Brendan exclaimed as he straightened up, armful of posters, glitter shaking off a few of them as Brendan adjusted them. "Thank God," Ryan murmured lowly, relieved that Brendan was standing up now. Off of Brendan's raised eyebrow, Ryan added, "I was worried they were lost." Ryan found it a little strange to be standing in front of a room full of kindergartners and their parents with a large poster board with very oversized, very sparkly glasses propped up against a whiteboard beside him. "Hi," Ryan said. "I know that this sign says optimist, which is an eye doctor, but that's my dad and he's not here." He coughed. "But I can talk to you about what I do. I'm a writer." A tiny hand shot up, and after a beat, Ryan said, "Yeah," allowing the kid to speak. "Do you write fortune cookies?" "No," Ryan said. "I've been working on a book, actually." "Like the one you and Mr. Yuri read us earlier?" the same little girl yelled out. After Brendan gave a small reminder about hands, Ryan nodded. "Kind of, but mine are for older people. More realistic. There are no witches in my book." "I like witches," the same girl said, smiling up at Ryan, and Ryan recognised her as the girl who asked him about his sex life. "But I like you too. I bet your book will be good." "Thanks," Ryan said, a little flustered by the girl's words, but he beamed. She wasn't that bad, he figured. A little too curious for her own good, but not that bad. The thing that I love about writing is... Ryan was interrupted by the opening and slamming of the door and a rush yell of, "Sorry, I'm here, I'm here." It was Ryan's father, hurrying to the front of the room to stand beside his son. "Sorry." He smiled apologetically at the parents and Brendan. "I thought you were working," Ryan said quietly to his father. "Turns out I got the time wrong," his father answered, "and I figured that this would be important to Nicole." Ryan pushed back the biting comments boiling up inside him about how he had made such a big deal about Ryan coming, and he smiled at the kids a little wearily. "Okay, well, my dad's here now, so he can talk to you about optimists," Ryan said, slinking off to the side of the room to sit on top of one of the desks, allowing his father to overtake everyone's attention. He didn't know why, but he felt his spirit sink a little bit as his father started talking about eyes and glasses and contacts. The kids really weren't that bad, and they were kind of entertaining. Ryan hoped he didn't look like he was brooding, but he couldn't force himself to pay attention to his father. He felt a wipe beside him, and when he turned his head, he saw that Brendan joined him on a desk, legs dangling over the edge, not quite touching the floor. "If it helps," Brendan whispered, "I'd rather hear what you have to say." Even though there really was no reason for him to stay, Ryan didn't leave after his father came and remained to listen to the other parents give their presentations. Brennan was back up to near the front of the room, keeping an eye on the children, and when the last parent presented, he clasped his hands together. "Thank you so much, parents. Children, what do we say to our parents?" "Thank you," the kids yelled out, some of them even screaming at the top of their lungs. "Considering that all of your parents are here and there are only about 15 minutes after school, I'm going to let you all out early. Once again, thank you, parents, and please remember that I need the permission slips for the apple farm back by next Tuesday." Ryan watched as many of the kids ran up to Brendan saying goodbye, his attention only shifting when his father tapped him on the back. "I'm going to take Nicole out for ice cream," he said. "I'll take her home afterwards, so you don't have to worry about it." "Okay," Ryan said, ruffling his sister's hair, and she embraced him. "Don't eat too much ice cream." Nicole stuck her tongue out at him. "I will," she yelled as she ran out of the room, their father trailing after her. As soon as Nicole left, another fast blur came up to hug him. When Ryan looked down and saw Christine, he gave her a tiny smile. "I'll be your girlfriend," she said against the side of Ryan's ribs, her mother laughing good-naturedly behind them. Ryan hugged her back and said, "One day when you're a little bit older." She grinned at him, apparently satisfied by his answer, and left, waving to Ryan as she was pulled out the door by her mother. Ryan leaned up against the desk and watched as the other children and the parents filled it out, until it was just him and Brendan left in the room. Brendan was sitting behind his desk, shuffling through some papers, apparently unaware that Ryan was still there, and when Ryan walked up and placed a hand on Brendan's shoulder, he jumped. "Sorry," Ryan apologised. "Fuck," Brendan exclaimed, slapping his hand over his mouth. "I really have to work on that swearing thing," he bemoaned. He tilted his head up. "So you don't have somewhere to be?" "I thought maybe you could use some help cleaning up," Brian said, trying to act casual as if Brendan smiled and make him blush. "Yeah, that'd be nice," Brendan said, biting his lower lip, eyes glinting a little as he looked at Ryan. He grabbed a stack of posters and Ryan followed him into the storage closet. Once they were inside, Brendan reached over behind Ryan and closed the door. Ryan's eyes widened as Brendan's hand flickered and he locked it, letting his hand brush up against Ryan as he pulled back and then took a step forward. "I know it's probably terrible," Brendan said, and Ryan couldn't help his heart from speeding up with every step Brendan took toward him. "But I was thinking about what I would do if I got you alone in this closet again all day." "Really?" Ryan asked, trying not to sound too hopeful. "All day," Brendan said again, letting his one hand come up to grip at Ryan's upper arm and smooth down the length. "I don't want to seem really forward or anything," Brendan started to say, but Ryan cut him off as he surged forward and kissed him. "No, not too forward," Ryan assured, and he pushed Brendan back against one of the shelves, pink litter falling down, before he kissed him again. "Not too forward at all." The end.